than I was last year. There's some nice acting bits, some bits to actually get your teeth into.
And who do they get to do that bit?
They bring someone else in. Oh, OK, can we get something?
Get the stunt double in for the acting-y bit.
Yeah.
It's very, very accurate, isn't it, in its portrayal of the Arthur legend?
Well, yes,
it's an interesting concept, isn't it? These are great
characters.
It was
a legend. We did have a few sort of... We had a few... Not malcontents, but people who were sort of die-hard Arthurian legend fans who said, you know, what are you doing? You can't mess about with the legend. It's a story. It's a legend. And it's, you know, there are various myths that it's based on. But, I mean, you know, I mean, Arthur is reported anywhere between Arthur of the Britons through the Lost Legionnaire through, you know, I mean, there's so many convoluted ways that the tales have appeared through history, that I think it was a very clever idea to take the Smallville model and say, okay, what if they'd been young, you know, young guys?
Smallville being the story of Superman growing
Superman
up.
And Lex Luthor.
You see, I know all of these.
Yes.
And you play Uther Bendragon, the father of Arthur.
Yes, who was reputedly, in history, was reputed to be just nothing but a drunkard.
There's loads
who died.
Of, you know,
and, yes. but he, I mean, the way we play him in this is that basically he's a warrior king who is trying to hold on with a very tenuous grip to this sort of to this feudal system, this countryside, this country that is beset by sort of marauding brigands and there are kings all over the place who want a piece of Camelot, and they, you know,
and so to I'm, teach his son how to be ready
is,
for kingship.
He is an old-fashioned parent, as they say, so he sort of rules with the rod, and so consequently he's a protagonist. He's actually an antagonist. He basically keeps messing things up and constantly setting himself at odds with magic in a land and a time when magic was sort of rife and, well, purportedly. And it's a nice way of sort of getting a slice of the sword and sorcery and a bit of medieval romanticism and a bit, you know, it's one of those shows that when you sort of, when you're making it and when you're watching it, you think, why the hell didn't anybody do this before? It's perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect
Absolutely.
Television.
No, and I genuinely am a fan of it. You've got a great young cast in there, too.
Yeah, they're fabulous. They're really, really good. I mean, Jill Trevelyan, who was the casting director, along with Julie Gardner and James Hawes and Julian Murphy and Johnny... I could go on. Johnny
Please don't.
Okay, but I mean, the bottom line is they put together a really good team, and it's a beautiful production. Basically, the unit is exceptional, and the kids, I call them kids, but they're actually not kids, but Bradley's my son. We behave like father and son offset as well. He does things and I berate him and
it's interesting because I've known you a while and you're the most lacking in seriousness person. I mean, you really,
really
are. You
really? Really?
But you get these parts where you are a really stern, quite scary.
Oh, you should talk to my children.
Kind of.
My girls, they think, oh, that stern face.
He's a nasty piece of
work. Has to be said, they don't pay any attention to me. It's Sarah, my partner, who's the one that she's just... on the phone last night, Daisy was moaning about something, and Sarah called her back and just said a couple of words, and Daisy said, yep, okay, I'll do that.
do you never think of sitting them down and going, look, this is what I'll become if you don't behave?
Oh, Uther. Well,
yeah.
It's unlikely. There was one that we were in the car going to school and they just both fell about. I said, What? And they said, sorry, can't take you seriously. They know it when I'm acting and when I'm...
They've gone into the business, haven't they?
Yep. Daisy did, basically, when she was about 12, I think she did a beautiful series called Feather Boy, and she did another series called for ITV called Patrick's Planet, and then she went on to do exams. She's going back into it. Emily's now in the Inbetweeners.
Terrific.
She's just about to make a thing called MI High, and she's in a movie that with Noel Fielding that's they just did a pre-shoot and then hopefully it's going to be shooting in October. So yeah.
No, and have you worked with them?
I worked with Emily. We did a show called The Inbetweeners and she played my daughter and it was absolutely fabulous. Some actors apparently don't like working with their children. They find it too on the nose. Mm. But it was wonderful because you don't have to act. All the relationship stuff is already done.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We had a couple of sort of quite intense scenes, and it's all there. You don't have to. You don't have to kind of, you know, conjure
build,
anything, yeah.
Build a relationship.
It's all
yeah.
already done. So it's, I mean, all that was, it was fabulous. And we did 6 episodes. Jenny Agutter was my wife and her mother.
Oh.
And it was fabulous and good fun.
Yeah. I'll ask you to pick a load of songs. You've got the, you are steeped in music. You love music.
I do like music.
You've been involved in it a lot.
I love it.
And we'll talk a lot more about that, perhaps. After listening to. After we listen to a song, one of the choices, a current band, Elbow.
Mm.
Brilliant, aren't they?
I love Elbow.
Okay, well, this is the one I thought that would be nice to listen to again. One Day Like This.
Oh, that's fun.